Today's second date update is one of those days where you get an email in and it's so interesting that you just want to find out what happened. We got an email into the show from a dude named Michael.
Okay.
And all it says is that he met a girl at the gym and tried to think of an interesting way to introduce himself, and it almost ended up in the hospital.
Whoa.
So I want to know what happened. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I think you succeeded in the interesting category because everybody wants to know.
Should I just tell you?
Maybe tell us about the girl a little bit. What's her name?
Her name's Brittany, and yeah, I met her at the gym.
And had you seen her a couple times, or was this the first time running into her at the gym?
No, I've seen her for a while, and she's, like, incredibly beautiful. And, I mean, I listen to you guys' show a lot, and I know a lot of people are, you know, say that they're, you know, dating this beautiful girl and that, but I think that this girl is probably, like, next level, like, whoa, beyond anything.
Are you trying to brag right now, or are you just excited?
I'm not trying to brag since she's not calling me back, obviously.
Okay. Good point.
All right, so had you tried to talk to her before the incident that almost put you in the hospital?
No, I hadn't. The thing is, like, I've seen a lot of guys try to talk to her, like, walk up, you know, try to whatever, and she's not rude, but just, like, gets rid of them, you know, is always just like keeps herself to herself.
Oh my God, you have been stalking this girl at the gym.
I don't know if it's stalking. She's hard not to notice. And anyway, but that's what I've seen. So I didn't want to be one of those guys. I didn't want to be just the next in line to strike out. So I was like just trying to think of something I could do to ideally make her laugh, which seems like the best way to get a girl interested, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right on with that.
So what'd you do? You fart on the treadmill next to her?
No. What I did was she was on the treadmill, and while she was working out, I jumped on the treadmill and started running behind her.
On to her treadmill?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. Maybe you can go a little faster.
That's great.
That's so not funny. That's dangerous.
Yeah. Come on, loosen up.
I'd be like, whoa, dude, this treadmill's not big enough for you to be right behind me.
Yeah, and I would have to think scary for her as well. Like,
yeah.
What the hell is this weirdo doing?
That's funny.
I thought it was really funny, but her first reaction was definitely a little scared.
Yeah.
I kind of like flipped around and turned backwards. So I'm like, got my back to her running, you know, and, you know, I was just being funny. I thought, you know, it was going to be cool, but our feet got tangled.
Oh, no.
And we both like went flying.
Oh,
and totally bit it.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Sounds so painful.
What a fail.
And you were able to still somehow score a date with her after this?
Yeah.
Well, that's the crazy part. So, I mean, she was super pissed, and I had to, like, talk to the gym supervisor. I got
what?
A warning, and, I mean, it was, like, pretty disastrous. But when I went outside, like, 15 minutes later, she was standing there, and she was kind of like, you know, she was upset. She thought, she was like, I could have gotten hurt. And she's right, and I was like, I'm sorry about the way I did it, but I did it because I think you're really pretty, and I didn't know how else to talk to you.
Aww.
And, yeah.
That's kind of sweet. Then.
Well, it obviously got her, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe she fell for it, but okay.
I don't know if she fell for it. Maybe I got the A for effort. I don't know. But I basically was like, let me buy you a drink. Let's go, like, you know, hang out for a minute. And she agreed. So we ended up going to the bar down the street, and it was really nice. But after, like, 30 minutes, she looked at her phone and was like, you know, I really got to go. And she left, and that was it. And now I'm like, you know, she won't text me back. She's ghosting me.
Whoa.
Like, and I don't know what to do.
No idea why.
I really don't. I mean, like, I would have understood, you know, before she didn't want to talk to me, but we kind of like had a moment. We went out and it was like going somewhere. And that's why I'm so baffled. I really don't know what happened.
Yeah, she still went out with you after maybe risking a concussion or a broken bone or something. And then all of a sudden on your date, she just ghosts. That's weird.
So wait, you haven't seen her at the gym either?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen her there. It's been a week and she's not been there like the times that I've been there.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, she definitely has switched up her gym schedule because she doesn't want to see you.
Yeah.
What'd you do, man?
Well, I mean, the fact that I almost killed her might be it. But,
yeah. I guess you're right.
That makes sense.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, hang on.